Heritage Universalist Unitarian Church members are launching a new event, the Labyrinth Arts Festival, described as a new kind of experience for festival and art lovers in Anderson Township in Greater Cincinnati. The festival takes place on Saturday, October 13th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And here to tell us more are Chris Burrows and Laura Provard, who are on the organizing committee. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you so much for having me.
And welcome, Laura, to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Why did the church decide to organize an arts festival?
Well, we have put more and more emphasis on the importance of art in people's lives and in helping people maintain a balance in their lives. We began an art gallery a few years ago and decided this would be a wonderful extension of that to bring art into the lives of more people.
Were there any artists in the congregation?
We have a few. Sharon Obermeyer, who has the Mount Washington Artworks, is one.
And the Labyrinth Arts Festival, it's a free event.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got 20 different artists in the show. Can one of you explain about some of the individual artists and or what kind of work folks can expect to see and purchase?
Sure. We have a wide variety of artists represented. We have painters, we have ceramics, jewelry, glass mosaic, metal sculpture, fiber arts, tie-dye, weaving, photography, turned wood, fabric purses and totes. We have a wide variety of artists coming to the art festival this year.
You've got some other activities that are planned as well because it is a family-friendly event. So share a little bit about what else folks can expect.
We will have children's art activities, and those are free. And one of the things that's planned is to have them make and decorate their own rain sticks, a type of musical instrument.
And then you've got a whole schedule of musicians that are going to be playing throughout the day.
We do. They will be playing live all day. We have musicians Matt Quick and Shuang be playing piano, Pete Boylan and his band, Les Tacey, the Tie Dyes, and Matt Mauser, just to name a few of the musicians that will be there throughout the day.
So from 10 to 4, there's live music.
Yes, yes, there is.
And of course, you can't go 10 to 4 without eating something. So what have you got planned?
Cincinnati's known for its chili, and Heritage Universalist Church is also. We'll be having a couple different kinds of chili, a vegetarian variety for those who prefer that, and then a more traditional kind of chili, and lots of home-baked cookies for dessert, and a bottomless cup of lemonade or tea.
You also have a labyrinth that evidently was created as an Eagle Scout project. Explain what a labyrinth is for listeners who don't know, and that will also be available, I assume, during the Arts Festival.
Yes, the labyrinth will be available for self-guided walks throughout the day. A labyrinth is a winding kind of path that's unobstructed. So it's not like a maze where you might run into dead ends here and there, but it's a continuous path that people can traverse at their own pace. Some people use it for meditation, some for relaxation, some for exercise, but it's usually a very quiet, introspective kind of experience. It will not be a guided tour, but there will be literature available if people want to learn more about labyrinths.
And how to benefit from walking them.
Mm-hmm.
It is a free event, but the art will be for sale as well, correct?
All the art is for sale, and all the proceeds from the sales of the artists go to the artists. So we're trying to help them make a living from their art through sales.
And the church is in Anderson Township. Easy to find?
It's at 2710 Newtown Road, right in Anderson Township, just outside of the city of Newtown.
But your 20 artists come from throughout the greater Cincinnati area?
Yes.
They do.
Anything else you'd like to add about what you've got going on October 13th?
One interesting thing that we're going to add to the festival is an art raffle. The items that will be raffled are fine art pieces, so people can have an opportunity to contribute that way and walk out with a nice fine art piece.
Proceeds from the raffle itself?
The proceeds from the raffle go to the church for general operations.
What are a couple of the items that you're going to be raffling off?
We have a quilt, a hand-carved wooden piece.
We have photographs that are taken by Mary Pember, and she's a Native American, and she's donating some photographs to our raffle.
Well, congratulations. It's no small feat to put on a first-time event of any sort, yet alone with 20 artists. It's very ambitious, but sounds like a great morning and afternoon. I've been speaking with Chris Burrows. You're the chair of the organizing committee of the first Labyrinth Arts Festival, and Laura Provard, who's also on the committee. The Labyrinth Arts Festival will be at the Heritage Universalist Unitarian Church in Anderson Township. It's open for everyone, family-friendly. And for additional information, please visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey-Allgaier.